Call the Senate Finance Committee to order. Today is March 3rd. Please silence your cell phones. We're in the Senate Finance Committee in the state capitol. Present today, Chairman Stedman and Olson, Senator Keel, Senator Merrick, Senator Kaufman, Senator Cronk, and myself, Senator Hoffman. We have full contingent. We have four items on today's agenda. The first one is the supplemental budget, House Bill 289, approval of Marathon Petro Royalty oil sale, House Bill 194, Senate Bill 104, vehicle boats transfer title on death, and finally, Senate Bill 23, civics education. House Bill 289, the supplemental budget, we heard this bill on February 26th. February 27th and March 2nd, we heard public testimony. Yesterday, we adopted the Senate Finance Committee substitute. We have markup today. We have one amendment. Senator Kaufman.
Thank you, Chair. I move amendment number one.
And I'll object for discussion purposes. Do you have an explanation, Senator Kaufman?
Thank you, Chair. This amendment is basically an attempt to get back to a fast-track concept that will not get hung up, that won't be caught up in the disagreement over funding with the CBR vote. What I'm proposing is that we pare this down to the essentials, which is the emergency response, the emergency response money, fire, and then also the match funding for our contractors, with the idea being let's get this piece done. And I believe that members in both bodies that will have the numbers in order to pass that. The other pieces of it, with the exception of the education funding, is there are things that as we continue to work on the subcommittees, and we talk to our departments about why we're seeing these cost overruns, I believe that we have time to fund those things. So I don't want to get the whole ball of wax and move it back, basically throw it like a hot potato back into the body that just rejected the funding of it without trying to do something that has some sense of strategy of actually getting something passed. So there's a lot of things happening right now. Revenue is increasing, so we may have more room in our budgeting process with additional money that may be coming in from increased resource revenue. And if we preload the system with a $500 million vote to take money out of the CBR to fund some things that could be put into the general funding later, then I believe that we're opening the door to having a massive, the biggest ever CBR draw, and then on top of that, of having the operating budget get expanded with the additional funding. So I think strategically we could take the few things out that this amendment provides for, the DOT match, the emergency response to the Halong incident, the fire money. We just pull that out. And let's get that done, and then we can work on the rest of this. And if we need some degree of a CBR draw to help fund these other items that are presently in the supplemental, then we could do that later. Or we could amend this to put one or two things back in, but I think we can not play this like a hot potato, just throwing it back and forth, but actually have something we can pass, get that done, get it off the books, and then we can move on to the rest of business.
Thank you, Senator Kaufman. It's hard to move on to the rest of the business when the supplemental is for FY26. That's exactly what we're trying to do here, Senator Kaufman. We're trying to take care of our bills for FY26 so we can get on to the rest of the business, which is FY27's operating budget. We are required by law to pass an operating budget and for those that are watching and listening, a supplemental budget is to address the shortcomings that we somehow overlooked in the agency operations formula programs and agency operations non-formula programs. Your amendment doesn't even address those issues. So it sort of defeats the main purpose of a supplemental. I would say that these items, for the most part, are the request of this administration to this body. There are two changes, but the one change is online is other items. We have some headroom of $30 million, which may not be needed because of what's happening with the war. Let me address that issue. I don't think that we are going to see between now and June 30th additional revenue to the tune of $530 million to balance this budget. So for those watching, we are still going to have a heck of a lot of work to do to try to balance FY27's budget. The idea of funding the disaster relief, Hulong and fire suppression and the capital budget requires a three-quarters vote because we have to spend those funds out of the constitutional budget reserve account. I envision that at the end of the day, we're going to have a second vote to fund the other items that are unfunded by your amendment. And I don't believe we have the time or the energy to try to do those things. These are obligations that have already been incurred. And I think we need to concentrate on spending those. You mentioned earlier on in this session, we met in the office of how can we control in the future items that continue to come up. You know, I think that's where additional work can be made to try to address a major problem, and that is how do we control expenditures above and beyond what we approved. This amendment, although it may push those items forward, they still have to be paid. So I would recommend a no vote on this amendment. Senator Kaufman.
Thank you. I want to stress, I absolutely agree that we need to pay these things. They did occur. I'm just talking about having a little bit more nuanced strategy on getting some of the critical items moved along. If we had to do a second supplemental or some piece of the operating budget that had conditioning in it, there's probably different ways to do it. But the main thing is we would not be holding particularly the contractors that need their construction season. We're not holding them at risk of losing some opportunity that assured funding would enable. And so it just gives us a little bit more room to debate the other items that do need to be paid. The higher education fund, all of that, all of those things are important. And so I'm not advocating putting them on a lesser level of concern or doing something about it. I'm just saying that we can solve some big problems for some folks that really need problems solved if we get more of a fast-track concept with an amendment such as this and move that along. I know in some ways that's counterintuitive in that the thought is that we have to put the compelling items to some in, and if we take them out, it will leave the rest to languish. But I think we can work through those issues as we continue to work the budget. So thank you.
Thank you. Again, I would say that all of these are compelling. All of these are incurred except for the headroom. And We have so much work to be taking care of it at this table. We need to fund the request that this administration has brought forward to this table and move on and concentrate on the FY27 budget. Do any other members have comments at this time? Senator Cronk.
Thank you, Mr. Chair. You know, I appreciate Senator Kaufman's amendment here. I think, you know, we're looking at how do we get the votes required to get this a supplemental passed, and his option here is a good way to get the votes, you know, through both bodies. Obviously, if the higher education money is very important, especially to the university system, and I know specifically to Fairbanks, that's a very important thing. So appreciate both sides of the argument, but I always look at how do we get the numbers to get this passed, and I think this is a viable way to do that, but obviously it's the will of our committee to make those decisions. But so I appreciate the discussion. Thank you.
Thank you. Do other members have additional comments before I give the floor to the maker of the amendment? Seeing none, Senator Kaufman.
The main point is that if this does not get the votes to get funded, then none of it's funded. I think there's an opportunity to get some funded very quickly, and I'm afraid that we're at risk of a stalemate if we don't do something. I find myself in the same position that I was in last year with an education vote where the number was too big, the policy was too few, and I knew it was going to fail. And I suspect others did too. And so we ran that to failure. And so what I believe we're doing right now is repeating that same process that'll have the same result, and I'm trying to prevent us from getting into that stalemate situation. And it may be trickier to figure out the rest of the process with what I'm suggesting. But the main point is that if this fails to get the votes, as it very likely will do, then none of it's funded. So we have a choice between some or likely none and a protracted stalemate as we continue to run the process. So I'm asking for your support for this, or if maybe we want to just pause and reconsider, take another day to think about this, that's fine. But I believe that what I'm actually offering is a path to get something funded quickly in a fast-track manner, which would be appreciated by those that are counting on this funding. Thank you.
Again, I've been at this table, chaired the House Finance Committee, the Senate Finance Committee, and at the end of the day, business does get done. We need to concentrate on the job before us. What the other body does, we can't predict. We need to do what we think is in the best interests of our constituents and our state. That is our responsibility. The bills have been presented to us by the administration, and we need to act upon them and move on to the next fiscal year. I maintain my objection. Roll call, please.
Yes.
Senator Keel.
No.
Senator Merrick.
No.
Senator Cronk.
Yes.
Senator Olson.
No.
Senator Hoffman.
No.
Senator Stedman.
No.
2 yeas, 5 nays.
So that amendment fails. That brings us to the will of the committee. Senator Stedman.
Mr. Chairman, I move that the Senate Finance Committee substitute for House Bill 289 Finance 34-GH2638-H from committee with attached fiscal notes and individual recommendations.
Is there objection? Seeing none, that bill passes from committee with individual recommendations. Take a brief ease while we sign the report. I'll send the Finance Committee back to order. That brings us to the second item on today's agenda. House Bill 194, approved Marathon petrol oil sale. This bill was first heard on February 24th. We took public testimony at that time, adopted the CS. No further amendments have been offered. I invite the Commissioner Designee John Crowther from the Department of Natural Resources to the table to reintroduce the bill.
Thank you, Chair Hoffman and members of the committee. For the record, my name is John Crowther. I'm the Commissioner Designee of the Department of Natural Resources. The bill before you today would approve a royalty in kind contract sale to Marathon's refinery in the Kenai Peninsula. There's a longstanding history of these contracts. The rationale for them is they provide a small premium to the state for this particular contract. We're potentially receiving a premium over our royalty in value oil of between $6 and $9 million during the primary term, so additional revenue for the state. It also ensures that our in-state refineries have fuel supplies available so that they can produce the fuels that Alaskans need and consume, such as gasoline and jet fuel that supports our residents and our air operations in South Central Alaska. So we believe this is a very important bill, very positive for the state, and we would ask the committee's positive consideration.
Thank you. Do members of the committee have any questions of the commissioner designee? Any comments by finance members? Senator Stegman.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. I move that the Senate committee substitute for House Bill 194, Finance Version I, from committee with attached physical notes and individual recommendations.
Is there objection? Seeing none, that bill is passed from committee with individual recommendations and attached physical notes. We will take a brief at ease while people sign the report. Call the Senate Finance Committee back to order. The third item on today's agenda is Senate Bill 104, Vehicle Boats Transfer on Death. This bill was first heard on February 2nd. We took public testimony and reviewed the fiscal notes at the time. We have a motion, Senator Keel, for adopting a CS.
Yes, thank you, Mr. Chairman. I move that the Senate Finance Committee adopt committee substitute for Senate Bill 104 Finance Version G, as in Gustavus. Bring it before the committee as our working document.
And I will object for Liz Harpole to come to the table to explain the CS.
Good morning. For the record, Liz Harpole, staff to Senator Olson and the Senate Finance Committee. The CS before you incorporates an amendment that was adopted by this committee back on February 17th to include the transferability of common interest community the transferability of common interest community ownership property. It also updates the effective date, July 1st, 2026.
Questions on the adoption of the CS? Senator Kawasaki, can you come to the table and comment on the CS?
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. For the record, Senator Scott Kawasaki, Senate District P in Fairbanks, Fort Wainwright and Badger. I just wanted to thank the committee for speedily and efficiently hearing this bill once again. I have no objections to the committee substitute and appreciate the work of Senator Keel. And thank you.
Thank you. With that, I remove my objection to the adoption of the CS. Is there further objection to the adoption of the CS at this time? Seeing none, that CS is adopted. Any additional closing comments, Senator?
Again, I thank you for the opportunity to present.
Will the committee, Senator Stedman.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. I move the committee substitute for Senate Bill 104 Finance, Version G, from committee with attached fiscal notes and individual recommendations.
Is there objection? Seeing none, that bill goes on to the next committee of referral, which would be the Rules Committee. We'll take a brief at ease while members of the Senate Finance Committee sign the report. The last item on today's agenda is Senate Bill 23, Civics Education. This bill was first heard on February the 11th. We took public testimony and reviewed the fiscal notes at the time. Senator Keel, a motion for the CS.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. I move that the Senate Finance Committee adopt the committee substitute for Senate Bill 23, version G as in Gullivan, and bring that before the committee as our working document.
And I would object for Liz Harpole to come to the table to explain the CS to the committee members.
For the record, Liz Harpold, staff to Senator Olson and the Senate Finance Committee. This CS came at the request of the bill sponsor. What it does is it removes the requirement that a civics assessment be in part based on the U.S. Citizenship and Immigration Services naturalization test, which opens up the materials the department can draw from in creating a civics assessment. And it also updates the effective date to July 1st, 2027.
I will remove my objection. Is there further objection to the adoption of the CS? Seeing none, that CS is adopted. Mr. President to the table to reintroduce the bill and submit your closing comments.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. Gary Stevens, Senate from Kodiak. I just want to remind you, this is the simplest of bills. I know when you put it in a bill, a lot of words are taken, but what it really is all about is creating citizens. It goes back to George Washington when he left as president. He said, our job is to make sure that our young people become citizens, they become voters. That's really all this is about. Two changes that were made. The first is that instead of a specific we will create a curriculum, but instead of specific testing, it refers to some kind of testing to be determined by the districts as they develop this. And then secondly, in order to reduce the costs, it simply says that it will draw from existing resources that are freely available to any district. So that's all it's about. Mr. Chairman, I appreciate your hearing this bill.
Thank you. Are there any comments or questions of the sponsor, Senator Kaufman?
Thank you, Chair. To the bill sponsor, you said that they become voters. I just want to emphasize your goal is they become informed, educated voters.
Absolutely.
Senator Stedman.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. I think it's pretty hard to sit here and not support George Washington, so I support Senate President's bill.
Further comments? Seeing none, the will of the committee.
Mr. Chairman, I move the committee substitute for Senate Bill 23, Finance, Version G, from committee with attached fiscal notes and individual recommendations.
Is there objection? Seeing none, that bill will move on to the next committee of referral, which would be the Rules Committee. We'll take a brief at ease while members sign the report. call the Senate Finance Committee back to order. That concludes the business to come before the committee this morning. This afternoon meeting is canceled, so our next meeting will be tomorrow morning at 9 a.m. We will take up two pieces of legislation, Senate Bill 178, expanded early intervention services, and Senate Bill 93, early education programming. With that, we will be adjourned.